With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. There are lots of groups aimed at helping writers. So what's different about the National Writers Union?
We believe that in the best traditions of the union movement, what we're really about is trying to change the nature of the economic relationship between writers and their employers.
That's Jonathan Tassini, president of the National Writers Union.
We represent freelance journalists, freelance book authors, poets, technical writers, the people that produce manuals.
The National Writers Union takes on the trappings of the traditional labor union, but its members don't work at a single shop and have many different employers.
A lot of people work at home in front of their computers. It's a very lonely kind of lifestyle, and so that puts a little burden on the union to identify people. On the other hand, we are very much like a union in the sense that we are trying to deal with giving people power. We deal with health and safety issues. Health care is a very big issue, as you might imagine, for freelance people.
Jonathan Tassini says that since the National Writers Union affiliated with the United Auto Workers, it can offer its members a health plan.
The United Auto Workers is only about 50% auto workers now, and they see us as on the cutting edge of new organizing, bringing new kinds of workers.
Above all, the National Writers Union goes to bat for freelance writers who have been stiffed by editors and publishers.
In the last two or three years, we've collected $650,000 to $700,000 just in fees of all different kinds, royalties that were withheld.
Jonathan Tassini of the 3,000-member National Writers Union. He says the union's potential membership is as much as 60,000. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I've been doing this for a long time, and you're still surprised by the brazen attitude, the absolute outrageous attitude that publishers and editors have towards their writers.
That's Jonathan Tassini of the National Writers Union, which takes an aggressive stance in helping its members, freelance writers who are often vulnerable at the hands of editors and publishers.
We say to our members, look, you have either a written contract or some verbal contract with your employer, and that's enforceable either certainly in a court of law, but certainly in trying to push and embarrass the publisher or the editor.
While the National Writers Union doesn't have much clout, it will try to embarrass an errant publisher through picket lines and negative publicity.
We try to do it, resolve it through pressure on the publisher, public pressure, because we are writers and we know how to express ourselves in public and we can get the word out.
Some major publishers have been targets.
We're handling a book grievance right now, a couple of them with Simon & Schuster, which is one of the worst actors, in my opinion, and in the union's opinion, in the book industry.
When a writer gets into a dispute over royalties or advances, the National Writers Union forms a volunteer grievance committee to negotiate with the publisher.
I'm very proud, in fact, to be the head of a union where our activists, people who are writers, who have a hard time themselves making a living, go out and spend hours of their day or during the week and defend their peers.
Jonathan Tassini of the National Writers Union, which has 11 locals across the nation. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.